It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, is even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene. Smother the blues with tenderness. There's room for you, room for me, for gentle hearts and opportunity. It's the bigger love of the family.
Courts again, Mother Winslow?
I'm playing Alice Grayson. I whip up Buddy every time.
But she's half your age.
Poor thing, she can't go to the net.
Later, have fun. Oh, here, give me one of those.
One.
These grocery bags are heavy. Thank goodness I'm in such great shape.
Look at this. 8 bags of groceries, $180.
Yeah. And can you believe the fuss they made when I paid with a check?
Well, Carl, you told them not to cash it until November.
Oh, Carl. We need to call a plumber.
Why?
Well, little Richie was curious to see if your new slippers would float in the toilet. They don't.
Don't we have enough expenses around here without the kids sabotaging the place?
Carl, there are 8 people living in this house. It is bound to get expensive. But if things get a little tight, we'll both just work some overtime.
Listen, you two. I feel like a freeloader.
Rachel, don't be silly.
Well.
No, I appreciate the way you two have supported my attempts to be a writer, but my career is going nowhere fast. And I'd really like to contribute to the family budget on a regular basis.
But it's really not necessary, right, Carl?
Well, let's hear it out, Harriet.
I mean, look at these newspapers. I've been checking all the want ads, but these jobs sound so lousy. Listen. Lakeshore Zoo seeks executive veterinary assistant, simian sanitation.
Well, now that sounds good. What exactly do you do?
You scoop monkey pooch.
What's the pay?
Listen, Rachel, if you gotta find a job, try to find something that's challenging.
Hey, here's something challenging. Shy guy seeks hot babe who shares love for pie toppings.
Rachel, listen, don't feel that you have to take the first job that comes along. Take your time, okay?
Don't worry. It's almost impossible to find a job these days.
Guess what? I just got a job. I'm gonna be a part-time waitress at Leroy's. I get minimum wage plus tips. We're talking new clothes. We're talking concert tickets. I want money. I want a pie in the sky.
Whoa.
I want to be
rich. Whoa. Whoa.
What?
You are only 14 years old. You're too young to have a job.
No, I'm not.
You have school, work, and chores around the house.
Mom, listen, just let me work at Leroy's for 1 month. If my grades slip or if I don't pull my weight around here, I'll quit. Deal?
1 month.
Yes! Oh, Mom, will you sign my work permit?
Why do you need a work permit?
I'm too young to have a job.
Laura, are there any more openings at Leroy's?
Nope, I got the last one.
You? You're working at Leroy's?
I knew you'd be thrilled, sugar knees. I saw you ask Leroy for a job, so I decided to ask for one, too.
Go home, Steve.
All right, but wait a minute. A peck near the lip area would speed me on my way.
So would a left hook.
Ooh, I love it when she gets physical.
Boy, Laura's got a job. Even Steve Urkel's got a job, and I should be able to find something.
Well, if you're interested, my Uncle Cecil Urkel is looking for somebody.
Really? What kind of job is it?
I'm not sure. All I know is it's got something to do with pie toppings.
Hey, Jolene. Who do you think is better looking? Me or Tyrone?
Well, right now, Eddie, I'd have to say Tyrone.
Why?
Because you don't look real hunky with mustard on your nose.
Laura, you have table 6 at check.
But they're not done eating.
Yeah, if I waited for people to finish eating my food, I'd never make a dime.
Hey, she looks like a great waitress. I hope we get her.
What are you guys doing here?
Well, we wanted to give you our support.
And throw you a little business.
And after that, we'll rock till we drop.
Waitress, we need menus.
Sorry, this is not my station. Steve, table 10.
Hi. I'll be with you in 2 shakes of a lamb's tail, okay? Here's your food. We're out of fries right now, but I'll try and scrape some up. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Leroy's. Menu.
Just bring us burgers and fries.
Thank you. Okie dokie. Would you guys like those burgers with cheese?
Please.
Oh, you guys. Oh, allow me my little milkshake.
No, I can handle it.
Oh, no. Hands as lovely as yours should never be besmirched by grease. Here. Oh, no! Here, let me.
I got it.
Oh, no, I insist.
Okay, you two, payday.
Yes.
You're doing a good job, Laura. Keep it up.
Thanks, sir.
A bill?
That's what you owe me for broken dishes.
Well, perhaps if you pop for better china.
I should fire you, Urkel. But I'm in a good mood, so I'm gonna cut you some slack.
Thank you. I love slack.
I'm going to the bank and make a deposit.
Take your time. Why don't you stop off and treat yourself to a decent meal for a change?
Okay.
more appeals to this particular Joe. I've mastered waitering. I'm a Cracker Jack cashier. And during peak hours, a pretty darn good hostess. Yep, I think it's time I became a chef.
Uh-oh. Erica, where are you going?
To turn on the grill. I'm gonna fry you up a Steve-O Supremo.
Erica, I don't think you should do any cooking.
Don't fret, my pet. What could go wrong?
It's on fire.
Are you all right?
Fine, Dad.
I've been looking for you two. Now, just how did this fire start?
It was an accident, Your Honor.
I'm not the judge. I'm the fire inspector.
I know. I was just practicing.
Here's what happened. Some grease flared up on the grill. Still, we could have handled it, but then he threw water on it.
Oh, no, no, no. You never, ever, ever throw water on a grease fire.
Thanks. I'll know for the next time.
Leroy, how you holding up?
I've had better days. You!
Calm down, everyone. Take it easy. You can rebuild. The place will be better than ever.
No way. No way. I'm too old to start over. I'm gonna retire to Fort Lauderdale. Get me a nice little co-op.
You don't mean that, Leroy.
Yeah, I'm taking my insurance money. Maybe even my wife. I have flipped my last burger. From now on, the only buns I want to see will be on the beach.
Boy, did he ever get up on the wrong side of the bed this morning. Okay, does everybody have their name tags?
Steve, Carl and I know each other.
Just going by the book. Okay, welcome, everybody. This is a completely informal meeting, so feel free to ask any questions at any time. Yes?
Why are we here?
Good question, Carl.
And I'll answer it. You see, when Steve burned down Leroy's, it caused a lot of problems. The neighborhood kids lost their hangout, and Steve and Laura lost their jobs, and poor Leroy lost his mind. At the same time, I was looking for a job and getting absolutely nowhere.
So that's when I dug down into the old gray matter and yanked out an idea that reeked of sheer genius.
Yeah, you see, Steve suggested that I buy Leroy's, rebuild it, and run it as my own business.
Whoa.
It's the answer to everyone's problems.
But, Rachel, where are you going to get money to buy a restaurant?
Well, from the bank and my brand new partners.
I think she means us, Carl.
See, the bank will finance us if we can come up with a 20% down payment. Now, I can kick in the insurance money that my husband left me, so all I need from you two is a check in the amount of...
Whoa!
I know I can make it work. I really believe that with all my heart.
Well, Rachel, we have plenty of confidence in you, but aren't restaurants a risky investment?
Steve?
Good question. I think the following visual aid will clear up any and all doubts you have.
Oh, will you just pull off the sheet?
I give you Rachel's place. Thank you, Vanna.
Carl, it's beautiful.
Now, I sought the advice of the world's best CPA, my own uncle, Hiram Ross Urkel. And according to H&R Urkel, Rachel's place should inevitably turn a profit in less than 1 year.
Well, how does he know that?
Oh, it's an inverse curve. Rising neighborhood population growth versus declining franchises that serve meat.
Oh.
Well, look, we'll leave you two alone to discuss the proposition. And if you decide to invest, great. And if you decide not to, believe me, it's okay. I understand. Come on, Steve.
Well, honey, what do you think?
It's an interesting proposal, and I believe Rachel could handle it.
Well, it's obvious she really wants to do this.
But I feel uncomfortable about asking you to put up so much to help my sister. You worked hard for that money.
No, no, no. Now, we worked hard for that money. Sweetheart, Rachel is family. Not just your family, but our family.
But like you said, Carl, a restaurant is a risky business.
Yeah, it's a gamble. But I say our odds are a lot better if we bet on somebody we love.
So you want to do it?
Absolutely.
Oh, Carl.
I just wish we could.
What?
Well, honey, Rachel needs just a little bit more money than we have.
Oh.
You see, the thing is, a couple of months ago, Lieutenant Murtaugh, he gave me a good tip on a sweet little stock. So... I invested.
How much, Carl?
$5,000.
Carl! Well, can't you sell the stock and get the money back?
Well, the stock is going down a bit. If I did, we'd only have enough money to go bowling. One of us, anyway.
Carl, we'll discuss this later. But in the meantime, you better pray that stock goes back up. Rachel!
Did I keep you waiting?
Rachel, we talked it over and we decided we want to help.
Oh, yes! Oh, thank you so much!
But, we're a few thousand short of what you need.
Oh.
I'm so sorry, Rachel.
Oh, look, guys, don't worry about it. Just wasn't meant to be.
How dare you people have an investors meeting without me?
Oh, Mama.
If it wasn't for Steve here, I'd still be out back shooting hoops. Hey.
Mother Winslow, this is a blank check.
You're pretty swift.
We need $5,000.
Write in the number. Whatever you need.
You have that kind of money?
Is a frog's butt watertight?
In a few
few moments, we're gonna unlock that door and make history.
Yes.
Not to mention a whole lot of money.
Yes.
A toast to Rachel's place and its beautiful owner.
Thank you.
Wait, one more. Let's drink to the person who really made this possible. Our junior partner, Estelle Winslet.
Here, here.
Now, come on, everybody, let's dance. I can't wait to get down with my bad self.
Now, before we all throw down, I want to take the time to thank a young man who will always hold a special place in my heart. We wouldn't be here today if he hadn't had the foresight to burn this place down. To Steve Urkel.
Here, here. Yes,
Steve. Thanks, everybody. And we'll all have burgers just as soon as I fire up the grill.
Isn't that cute?